I may not be able to express the depth of the love I feel for you, but a writer put it very nicely when he was away from the one he loved. He sat down and wrote these words.
No wind.
No wind.
No rain.
No rain.
Oh, winter's cold. Can't stop me, babe.
Oh, babe.
Baby.
Baby.
If you're my gold.
Oh.
No wind.
No wind.
No rain.
No rain.
Can't stop me, babe. If you're my.
Miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
And Rob remind you that everything's better with bacon. This is WAIF.
Have you been the victim of a serious crime?
Listen to this show.
To find out if you are eligible for compensation from the Ohio Victims of Crime Compensation Program, call the toll-free hotline number 1-800-824-8263. Last year, 3,855 cooking-related fires in Ohio. Most kitchen fires occur when cooking is left unattended. Keep a careful eye on food cooked so you can respond quickly if something goes wrong. It's also important to pay attention to the cooking area and remove hazards such as potholders and other combustibles which are placed too close to the burners. The other day I was cooking, and I have one of these flat top stove, you know, and there was this constant sizzling going on. And I thought, man, you know, I didn't dry off the pot real well after I washed it. So I put the pot on the burner, and there was a little bit of water on the bottom of the pot, and it was sizzling. which is what WAIF sounds like a lot of times anyway. So I thought, man, that sound of WAIF is driving me crazy. So I removed the pot, and I grabbed, of course, a paper towel to wipe off the burner, and the paper towel immediately ignited.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, hey, life's a little boring.
What were you thinking?
Then I ran over to the sink, and I threw the paper towel into the sink and extinguish it myself.
Great.
It's Sunday night. You're bringing the weekend to a close, and you're preparing for the new week.
Oh, by the way, if Olabanjo is listening, you know, I don't want you to think I was snubbing you at the meeting the other day. I just wasn't speaking.
Was that a point-to-point communications?
Yes, it was. Go ahead.
It's Sunday night. You're bringing the weekend to a close and preparing for the new week. Why not take a trip to the motherland, Africa? For music, news, and information, African Village Buka with Olabanjo Adegun is 6 to 8 p.m. Sundays on WAIF 88.3 FM. He has a website, globalbuka.com, globalbuka.com. And Chris.
And Rob.
Our website is
CincinnatiAtlas.com. You can send us Chris and Rob.
Yeah, you can send us emails through that.
Send emails to Chris and Rob at CincinnatiAtlas.com.
You can mail us stuff and we'll sign it. Sorry we bet on baseball, Chris and Rob, and we'll send it back to you.
Yeah.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope. And we will get that to you.
Rob can sign it. I'm sorry I spilled my lunch on my shirt. Rob, and send it back to you.
I'm sorry I'm 80% body fat.
Yes. I'm sorry I'm 80% forehead, okay?
Gee, Manetti. But we're both happy to be living here in the United States of America.
Do we have a phone number that our listeners can call?
513-749-1444.
That's 513-749-1444. We're taking your calls at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And we are thrilled to death to be in America and not India, although we love the Indian women.
All right, but we can't drink the water over there, so we're glad we're here because we can drink this
and
water.
If you ever want to find out what it's like in India, just call the 800 number on the back of your credit card.
Right.
And you will be able to talk to someone in India, live and in the person.
Or call that 800 number on the back of your computer.
Exactly, and you'll get to talk to someone in India.
Right.
You send your bill to Hakkasak Nujan.
Jeez. Yeah.
So anyway, the leaders of a village in...
What's the village called?
Rajasthan.
Rajasthan. Wait, did you say Rajasthan?
It's Raja.
And then something else.
Then S-T-H-A-N.
Rajasthan.
Rajasthan.
Rajasthan. Rajasthan.
Well, I can't say S's. I had to take speech, you know, for my S's when I was a little kid.
Oh, did
and
you?
And if you can't get to, yeah.
And so you thought
sibilance.
A career in radio would be the way to go.
Sibilance.
Here you are on WAIF.
Sibilance. So I don't say the S's properly. And if you don't say your S's, you don't say your TH sound either.
Yeah.
So you just learn to blow by it.
See, I went into radio because I was so good looking. But you went into radio because...
I have a speech impediment.
Because your speech was so good.
And I almost said speech impediment a little bit there. But in a village Indian state...
You're silly.
You just go by real. Village Indian state of Rajasthan. There's some food stolen from a local school.
Oh, man.
That's bad. Who steals food from a school?
Hunger guy.
Probably some dirty untouchable.
All right.
The Indians still have the caste system, by the way, is what the references to the untouchables are.
That's right.
Those are the low people. If they show up at your wedding, you got to stop the wedding and beat the untouchable and then go get married somewhere else.
The thing is, we have a caste system here in America. We just don't acknowledge
it. Well, yeah, they still acknowledge it. Although it's illegal over there. It's crazy. Call your credit card company and your computer people. They'll tell you all about it.
Should I call my credit card company and ask the guy who answers what caste he's from?
When that dude asks you what your mom's maiden name is, you say, hey, dude, what caste are you?
And then he'll probably say, bye-bye, birdie. What caste are you in?
Okay, so they have a school there in Rajasthan, and they have a school there.
Yeah.
And some people stole some rice and wheat.
Rice and wheat. And where are we going with this little tidbit here?
Well, so they have a group meeting.
Everyone at the school does?
Like a council meeting.
At the PTA.
You know, like
together?
On The Simpsons. They have the Indian Bumblebee Man, the Indian Sideshow Mel. They're all there in the same room together. This whole little village of Rajasthan gets together. And it's a village just a little bit north of Rampur.
Okay. Do they have snakes there?
Well, you think?
Yeah, they have snakes.
Probably got the tigers and everything else. So the rice and the wheat disappeared, but no action was taken. So they spent 10 days trying to find out who did it.
Okay.
they came up with nothing. 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 They came up with nothing. They couldn't find anyone. So they issued what a newspaper referred to as a medieval dictate.
A what? A medieval dictate?
Mm-hmm. Here's what they did. They got some oil. Mm-hmm. They heated it up. They heated it up to boiling. They threw into that ring, into that boiling oil, they threw a copper ring. Sort of like the one ring that will divide us all. They threw a copper ring into this boiling oil.
Really?
All right.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to get the job done so far.
Yeah.
They had to stick their hands into the boiling oil and pull out the ring.
Who did?
The people who were accused. Every person who didn't have a good alibi ordered 150 men to dip their hands in the boiling oil to prove their innocence.
Sounds like something they do at the WAIF meeting.
They had to pick a copper ring from the boiling oil. The council elders announced that the 50 who refused the order must be behind the crime. Many people are now nursing their burns. We would have been ostracized had we refused. Out of fear, we all agreed. This is not the first time it's been done. They've testified against the elders of the council, and they have now been arrested.
You know, in a follow-up story, George Bush has approved this technique for use at Guantanamo Bay.
What about his approval ratings?
Where are they now?
They've shot up. Since he's gone on his full court press talking about we got to do this and we got to do that and we need the tools to win, and he's jumpy, he's all fidgety, and he's like pointing his finger. And
they
he's
shot up with who? Rednecks?
44%. His approval rating is now at 44%, which is darn good for a president in his sixth year of office.
Really?
He's actually, his approval rating is at 44%, and the Republicans got to be feeling great about that heading
about
into
eight
the...
8 months ago when his approval rating was at like 12?
What the hell's changed? The price of gas went from $3 to $2? And he's on TV constantly now talking about we need the tools to get the terrorists. This daggone war's lasted longer than World War II has. And there's no... How do you know when you're finished with this? What's changed in 8 months? Nothing's changed in 8 months, but somehow his approval rating has gone up to 44%. I guess by going on TV, by having press conferences, and by not answering the questions put to him and just saying we've learned lessons from 9/11, and hey, I never said Saddam had anything to do with 9/11. That wasn't me. I never said that. Gee, Manetley. But anyway, his approval rating is actually quite good now. He's probably quite happy at 44%.
Eddie Kendricks or Charles Wright?
Eddie Kendricks.
Okay, here we go. He used to be in the Temptations, you know.
Uh-huh. He wore glasses, right?
Yeah.
Smell of bacon frying, and it's hard realizing she won't be home no more, no more. I go to work in rough, dried shirts. I can't call on my break. Oh, how it hurts to know she won't be home no more, no more. A two, I can see it in his eyes. She never left before. This used to be the home of Johnny May. This used to be the bed where Johnny used to lay. But she's not here no more. Let me talk to you for a minute now.
sad song, isn't it?
Man, you wake up and you don't smell bacon frying.
That's sad.
That's the saddest line ever in music.
That's right.
Come in off the street and feel the heat. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Join them. Call the Love Line at 749-1444.
Do that. Call the Love Line now so we can spread a little love.
He's Chris. I'm Rob. And you can call Hamilton County's Hazardous Waste Hotline, 333-4700. Find out more about where and how you can safely reuse or recycle your hazardous products. The Hamilton County Department of Environmental Services has a list of locations that accept various types of household hazardous waste to reuse, recycle, and properly dispose of. The need for organ and tissue donation is staggering. An average of 8 times every day, a man, woman, or child dies while waiting for an organ transplant. Make your decision and tell your family. Be an organ donor if you want to.
I know a guy's got a Hammond organ he wants to give away. Does that make him an organ donor?
Yeah, man.
It's Chris and Rob's show, WAIF. I'm Chris. He's Rob. 749-1444. We're expecting your call.
This is Justin from our Rio de Janeiro bureau to the Chris and Rob WAIF news globe.
What's going on in Rio de Janeiro?
We got women walking around in thongs.
Yeah, that's going on in Rio de Janeiro.
And they're wearing the teeny tiny little bikini tops. And they're all like 5'10". They have long brown hair.
Oh, yeah.
And they have legs at about 4'8".
Okay.
And they're walking around and they bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. Sometimes I think I think sometimes you can be naked in Rio.
I've heard that that happens.
I think you can just walk around naked on certain beaches in Rio, like a lot of beaches. And I think they have a party every year. They call it the Carnaval.
It's kind of like my backyard with the Carnaval and the people.
It smells like dog poop.
No.
So anyway, you at the Carnaval, I think you have women on floats and they're daggone near naked.
That's great.
In Brazil, that is. But now there's
they got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
They do. Jim, what else do they have in Brazil?
He can't. He's laughing too hard.
Well, the last time we brought up Brazil, and one of us said they have an awful lot of coffee in Brazil, Big Jim chimed in. They also have a bunch of child-snatching death squads in Brazil.
Yeah, they do. I guess they do.
Yeah, well, yes, they do. But, you know, so Rio, you know, it's like party, party, glamour, glitz, and you Mick Jagger and Sting. And
yeah, they got an awful lot of Rolling Stones in Brazil these
days. Right, and Suzanne Anton. Uh-huh. They're all hanging out down there. All the jet setters, right. Audrey Landers, Judy Landers, they're all down there.
Cheryl Teagues is down there.
Morgan Fairchild, yeah. The dude who played Face on A-Team. They're all there. But anyway, they're not got a problem, Dirk Benedict. They've got a problem in Rio. You know what it is?
What's that?
And this actually happened on Ipanema, which is very famous because of that song.
That girl from
boom,
Ipanema.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh. Yeah, that boom, boom, boom song. There's a couple of hawks.
You mean like birds?
Like,
okay. You mean rodent-eating hawks?
Right. Well, they're not eating rodents. They're now eating rich people.
What do you mean they're eating rich people?
A pair of hawks have attacked dozens of residents at upscale Ipanema Beach over the past year. They're scratching the people's heads and faces, and they're scratching the door people who work at the building.
Are they trained?
I don't know, but dig this.
They might be trained hawks. Somebody might be sending these hawks out on a mission.
To scratch the faces of people?
Yeah.
You know, like, it could be like, hey, there's a supermodel. I'm jealous of her. Go scratch her face.
Mm-hmm.
Off of you. Red Wing, go.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it in a movie once.
What was the name of the hawk that the hawk had? Remember the black superhero? It was called
the
Hawk?
Falcon.
Falcon.
Okay, it was Captain America and the Falcon.
What was the Falcon was a black superhero. This is before the Green Lantern was a black guy. He was one of the first black superheroes.
Along with Power Man and Luke Cage.
Dude, Power Man. What was up with the outfit?
Yeah.
The boots. Okay, anyway, so you had the Falcon who hung out with Captain America. And he was I think he was almost just like a regular dude, but he was like really in shape. He was like in Batman shape. And he had a little Falcon what was that Falcon's name? His name might have been Red Wing.
I don't remember. I thought I knew everything about these old Marvel comics. I don't remember.
But anyway, so it could be a guy like the Falcon, but he's the Hawk. And he's saying, go get him. Here's the quote from Luis Honorato.
Luis Honrato?
Honrato. He's a doorman. The H is silent in the Spanish language. But in Brazil, they speak Portuguese, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So what's that accent?
I'm not doing it.
Is it Delo or is it Elo? How are you?
No, it's like, I don't know. You keep going.
People leave the building carrying umbrellas to protect themselves from the attack. So you have rich people living in an upscale apartment building in Ipanema. Dude, that just sounds great. Where do you live? Ipanema. On the beach. Heard of the beach of Ipanema? That's where I am. Pretty cool. That's where you can find me, carrying an umbrella.
As the birds.
Well, what happens is people leave the building carrying an umbrella, according to this doorman. At first, they think someone is throwing something, like a can, onto their heads from the floors up above. This dude said he saw 5 attacks in 20 minutes.
Really? So what are you going to have? Why didn't somebody just capture these birds and either take them out to a forest preserve or just euthanize them?
Every time... Euthanize the hawks?
Well, or you can take them out in the middle of the rainforest and let them go.
Well, we've already established that Rio is a dirty, filthy city. They probably do need to be there to eat the pigeons and the rats.
Okay.
People leave the building carrying umbrellas. They think the people are throwing cans at them. Every time I leave the building, I keep waving my hands over my head, said Mario Roxo, a 75-year-old chauffeur who had his head badly scratched by a hawk.
That's funny. I always wave my hands over my head when I leave the house, too, but not for the same reason, though.
Just walking around like this? That's pretty cool. Yeah. Like the O Globo newspaper, which I think means the world.
The El Globo?
O Globo.
O Globo.
See, it's Portuguese. It's not Spanish.
O Globo.
One woman's scalp was gashed, and another man mistook an attack for a stray bullet. The hawks are just trying to defend their young, according to a Brazilian EPA guy. These happens all the time in poor areas, and people think it's funny. But when it happens in a rich neighborhood, they start calling them attacks.
Really?
That's the way it is. So if a poor guy gets eaten by a hawk, it's like, but a rich guy gets scratched by a hawk, it's like, it's on the AP. And also part of the Chris and Rob Rio Brazilian news team.
Rio Brazilian.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Okay, Ron is calling us from Florida. Ron, do they got hawks in Florida that swoop down and try to eat your head?
Ow.
Wow.
Ow.
Got the best caller of the night so far. What's up?
I'm telling you, man. I don't think we got any hawks. Well, we got bald eagles, actually, down here.
But do they attack people? Do they attack rich people?
We have alligators that do that for us at the golf courses.
Oh, okay, cool. Florida, yeah I forgot.
That's actually a pretty big problem.
You're calling us from Florida. What are you doing in Florida, Ron?
Dude, it's crazy, actually. Back in the day, I went to school up in Kentucky, and I used to listen to Chris and Rob's show on Tuesday nights. We used to call in you guys. And
Are you the one that ran for president?
No, that wasn't me, man.
Do you know that guy?
Haven't done that yet.
Larry for president? Were you hip with Larry for president?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Larry for president. Down here we got Catherine Harris. That's the county I live in, and the guy that says that black people can't swim, Tram Hudson.
Okay.
That's
you got local. Some bad people in Florida, but
I'm telling you,
that's a whole other topic. He said there black people can't swim?
Yeah, Tram Hudson's running for our local Congress, and somebody dug up on the internet a video of him in Alabama or something speaking in front of a bunch of people, and they got it on tape. And he said he was in Vietnam and something about the blacks in his group didn't like to swim or something like that.
He's just an ignorant guy like every other politician that runs for office.
So it's pretty much going to cost me the election down here. It's been all over the news, and it was on like the Daily Show and a few different things. So it's been blowing up down here. That's kind of like the ongoing joke.
All right. So you
Tell you what, what's the farthest Tuesday night caller you've had call into the show?
Troy called us from France once. You remember when Troy called from France?
And I think
and one of the Afghan wigs.
I guess I'm about 1,000 miles. So.
My friend Troy called from France once, and one of the guys from the Afghan wigs called from France once.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, those are the... Oh, and we talked to a guy in Norway once. It was a jazz piano player.
Yeah, we called
now,
him.
The Afghan wigs, weren't they a Cincinnati band?
Yes, exactly.
I was thinking. Cool.
Yeah. So we've had calls from France before, but... And we get the occasional call from Florida, but that's all right.
In Hawaii. We talked to Uncle Noname from Hawaii.
We called to the guy from a couple of people in Hawaii.
The abolished traffic laws now guy and Uncle Noname.
And Todd Rundgren's in Hawaii.
Right. Too. Hawaii's a swinging place.
But, you know, we won't hold Florida against you, Ron. You sound like an intelligent, erudite young man, even though you're in Florida.
Yeah, we haven't. The hurricanes dumb us down once every couple of years.
Why did you move to Florida? Are you 70?
No.
Are you 30. A redneck?
I'm from Kentucky, but I worked away to get away from the redneck stuff.
And you moved to Florida to get away from rednecks?
Come on now. Anything is better than where I was.
Well, you're Ron, you got your priorities all mixed up. You need to reexamine your priorities.
When I moved here, I lived right up the street from you guys, from the studio there. Okay. I lived right off Ohio Street.
And you're bragging. You're bragging about this.
No.
What part of Florida are you in now?
Sarasota. Siesta Key, about an hour south of Tampa.
Down in Sarasota, they got the Salvador Dali Museum. Catch a buzz and go check that out.
Salvador Dali Museum's in Tampa.
No, it's in Sarasota.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
It is in Tampa?
I think so.
Okay, Jim's looking at me because I went to Iowa so high that day. I don't remember if I was in Sarasota or Tampa. What do they have in Sarasota?
Dude, you're going to art? You're going to art museums high?
Yeah.
Sarasota's they got spring training down there, right?
Yeah.
They're going to raise your guys' taxes so you can pay for spring training games.
Yeah, we got the Reds spring training.
And you're going to build the Reds a new complex. You're going to raise your own taxes so you can build the Reds a new stadium because the Reds don't have enough money.
Wait, you talking about the Reds down here or the Reds down there?
The Sarasota, isn't the county or the city of Sarasota going to raise taxes to buy a new complex for the Reds?
Yeah, they were talking about that on the news well back.
Is Sarasota where they have that big circus museum?
Yeah, Ringling.
Yeah, okay, that's in Sarasota.
They should get high and go to that too.
I did.
Well, now the Dali Museum's only like a half an hour from here.
And where do they have that K-pop tree? Is that in Sarasota?
Sarasota is where Pee Wee Herman got busted, up the street.
Do you ever get high and go to that museum or that theater?
No.
Don't listen to Chris. Chris,
I've been here about 5 or 6 years, I guess.
What are you doing there? Fishing?
No, actually, I did recently pick up fishing again.
Fishing out in the water, like with a marlin and stuff?
No, we don't do much of that. I'm scared of that. We go out on the boat quite a bit on the golf and stuff, but I don't do any fishing, more drinking.
You know, some people call the golf basically just the toilet of America.
Yeah, you're more likely to catch an STD than a fish down here.
Okay, Ron, so let's...
So what are you doing for a living? Oh, beach bombing, huh?
No, I do, networking, home theater stuff.
What? Dude, you're working for Best Buy?
No, I do computers. I run a networking company, do home theater stuff. There ain't no money for that stuff in Kentucky.
Are you the guy that programs the giant screen TV to interact with the vibrating chair so that the chair vibrates during all the car wrecks?
I've had to put subwoofers in a chair and explain to it to do that. Yeah, I've done something like that.
Okay, I know a little bit about that technology. That's insane.
It's where I live down here is kind of a high-end, you know, a lot of people putting in home theaters.
So did you go to that Ringling Brothers Museum?
I've been to the Ringling Museum, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? They got that big empty house you can walk through?
I don't know, you got a lot of hot artsy, you know, fartsy girls smoking weed all the time and stuff.
Right, and that's where you take them for a date, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really interested in the museum.
Just interested in the hot girl smoking weed?
Yeah, catching the weeds, catching the STDs and leaving the fish.
Ron, you're a role model for all of our young callers.
I'm telling you, that's what life's about.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. What else you got to tell us?
What's up with the dog? What is up with the dog?
That's Greenwich the Mean Time Dog.
Take a bite out of time.
Whenever he thinks that we need to say the time, he barks.
I got you, man.
It's 11:36 on WAIF.
Take a bite out of time.
See how it works?
If we go too long without saying the time, he'll just bark.
Right.
I got it.
That's
a
radio
dog?
Thing. You got the time, you got the weather, you got the traffic.
Is it a real dog that keeps track of you guys?
Yeah. Is this picture still available?
Yeah, his picture is on our website at cincinnatiatlas.com/Chris and Rob.
Hey, you need to update your Chris and Rob website.
I know. Don't gripe about it. We're doing the best we can.
Like this week's release on the Andy Griffith Show, all the stuff's in black and white and, you know, from the 50s.
get up
to date with some of that stuff,
with the kind of money they're paying us here at WAIF, we can't afford to really update that website a whole lot.
According to your site, Jesse Jackson is going to give Jimmy Carter a pretty good running this year.
I think so. Yeah, I know. It's an old site, but it's just there for marketing.
But there is
a
picture of Grange the Mean Time Dog on there. Well, it's like a caricature of him, but it's a pretty nice resemblance.
Yeah.
I got you. Right. Good deal. Now, I just thought I'd give you guys a holler, man. Holler.
See you later, Ron.
We appreciate it, Ron.
Coming out of me.
Be safe, dude.
Call us next week.
Good deal, man. See you.
Wrap the rascal.
Speaking of traffic and weather together, I was in Chicago the other night, And
they do it 24 hours a day in those big cities,
right,
man.
But here's a shocker. Remember in the old days when you and I started in this radio business?
We called GM.
We used to call this guy Joe at the John Hancock building. You remember Joe from the John Hancock
right.
building? He was up on the 94th floor doing the traffic and weather.
And East Michigan Avenue is crowded.
Yeah.
And Lakeshore Drive is crowded.
But we used to, this is back in the old days when we were on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we would call him at 2 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock Chicago time.
Yeah. And he would have the traffic report ready to go. 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when there's no traffic. And he's got the weather report. And he's up there in the John Hancock building on the 94th floor where you can see six states. You can see Wisconsin and Indiana and Michigan and Illinois and I forget where else.
Tennessee, Delaware.
In Delaware. You can see all these. If you've never been there, they got the observation deck. You go up to the 94th floor of the John Hancock building. I think it's the second tallest building in Chicago after the Sears Tower. And it's really high up there. Okay, so I go up there, and it used to be that in the middle of the room, they had all the radio guys with their traffic and their weather and their headphones and their microphones and their ISDN lines. And they're in there doing all the stuff, and they got all the different radio stations would put a guy up there. And it's better than paying for a helicopter because you got a guy in this big, tall building. He does a traffic report, right? It used to be like a couple of bucks to go up that elevator and go up to the observation deck.
This was probably before September 11, 2001, you're talking?
Well, now what do they have up there?
Now they have bulletproof glass?
Nope. Now they have where what used to be all the radio guys is now a gift shop. And what it used to be a couple of bucks to get up there, it's now 10 bucks to get up there per person. $10 to go up to the 94th floor of the John Hancock building and look at all the looking out the windows.
So they're making more money off the gift shop and the $10 a trip than they were off the rent the radio stations and TV stations were paying?
I'm only assuming they probably moved all the radio and TV people to a different floor, probably the one above it or the one below it. Because it's actually like, I think, 105 stories up there, but they made that 94th floor like the observation deck. So anyway, I'm just griping that they raised the price of the observation deck, and they took out all the professionals and replaced them with a gift shop where they sell pajamas with little pictures of stuff that have to do with Chicago on it.
That's cute.
Isn't it
like the Cubs and the Bears
and the
Bulls and the
Blackhawks. They got a piece of deep dish pizza on there.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
All right, Carole King or Charles Wright?
You mentioned Charles Wright earlier in the evening, and as much as I love Carole King and think she's an American genius, I am not familiar with the work of Mr. Wright, and so I think I would like to hit myself to Charles Wright.
Charles Wright's big famous hit was Express Yourself.
Express Yourself.
Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
But the song I'm going to play you is called 90 Day Cycle People.
I don't know that one. I do know Express Yourself, though.
Okay, this is 90 Day Cycle People by Charles Wright and the 103rd Street Band.
Born to live only on a 90-day cycle. And because they live such a short while, everything sort of speeded up for them, you know. Now through their eyes, they could see about 1,000 times more in depth than we do now. They could feel things that we feel magnified by 3,000 times. They could actually stand anywhere and see the sun moving through the sky, the stars moving in their formation. Build as they can, trees sprout and little children grow. Now the 90-day cycle people had quick and flashing eyes, darting from here and there. They could see the wind that stirred through the sky. They appeared to be everywhere. They were human. Their back were made to bake.
people.
Check out Chris and Rob on the internet at www.cincinnatiatlas.com. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Hey, 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 what's going on there? This is Chris Rob Show, WAIF. Quarter to 12 there. It's 15 minutes until 12.
Reds won. Reds win. Reds win.
The Reds actually won today?
Yeah, that's Grant's the mean time
dog. We should probably call Jerry Nairn. See if he'll take our call. Jim's looking at me like he doesn't know what I'm talking
Jim
about.
Jim doesn't know his phone number? I thought Jim knew Jerry Nairn's personal phone number. He used to.
We're gonna play some more music.
He's in Houston, so we got to call him on a cell phone.
Oh,
because
we do?
Yeah, because the Reds are at.
Yeah, use the cell phone number.
Yeah, use Jerry Nairn's cell phone. So the Reds are in Houston, where they, you know, and it was Enron Park. How embarrassing is that?
That is embarrassing.
And then now it's Minute Maid Park.
Well, that's why they changed it. At least they don't call it George Bush Field.
They might very soon. You know, Ronald Reagan, I didn't think much of his presidency.
Right. Everyone.
But now everybody else loves him, and they want to name all this crap after him. They changed the name of the airport in Washington, which had a name, Washington. I think Washington was a president. Was he not?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello. So the Washington airport is named after President Washington. But they changed that to Ronald Reagan. We changed the cross county highway around here to Ronald Reagan for no freaking good reason. It's the cross county highway.
There is a good reason, because that highway is in disrepair and it's full of potholes, and the traffic trickles down.
It's terrible.
It is a terrible. It's the most terriblest road in Cincinnati, with the exception of Beachmont Avenue.
Well, you think you're getting on a freeway like the Norwood Lateral, and you think, hey, I'm going to do like 50, 60 miles an hour.
Wrong.
You're going to get on there, and you're going to be like, why am I stopping at a red light?
And when you're done, you're going to have to get your axle fixed.
Why is there a 2-foot entrance ramp on here?
And fix a flat tire.
It's ridiculous. It cross county. But you think that in 2015... 2018.
They're going to start naming stuff after Bush.
George Bush.
No, I don't think they
highway,
will because I.
George Bush High. We got a statue in Hamilton to George Bush.
Already?
Yes, because he came to Hamilton High to sign the No Child Left Behind Act.
That's terrible.
And as you know, Hamilton is a city of sculpture.
That's terrible.
And the people who pay for all the sculpture in Hamilton are.
That's terrible.
Hardcore Republicans.
This is terrible.
And they generally build nice statues. They generally pay for nice statues around town. But this time they went ahead. There's a statue of Bush, the superintendent of Hamilton High.
Okay.
Because she stood at the lectern with him, and he's standing there. And it's if you go to Hamilton High, you can see a statue of President Bush.
You're from Hamilton. Why don't they have a statue of you with a microphone? Oh, wait a minute. They don't have enough granite for that.
They don't have enough granite for that?
Yeah.
Most of these statues are bronze nowadays.
Well, they don't have enough bronze for that either.
Yeah, they don't have enough bronze.
Granite,
for
bronze,
that.
Whatever they make the statue out of. I figured they just make a big mold of you, pour it full of concrete.
Oh, concrete, like I'm a lawn goose now.
Yeah.
I would like to have a lawn goose of myself.
Would you?
That would be. Everybody else has got, you know, a goose, and you got me standing on your porch. Hi there. You can put a little Reds hat on me in the spring, a little Bengals helmet on me in the fall, like a warlock cape near Halloween, and a Santa hat in December. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just get a little lawn geese Rob's made.
Carol
but there's
King
a statue. They're going to do this with George Bush, I predict, in 15 years. They're going to start naming Route 4 Vine Street will be George Bush Avenue.
I predict they won't because I think his reputation will be tarnished by then.
Well, the reputation will be tarnished, but the Republicans will be so insistent on that he wasn't wrong, that he was right, that he was a good president, that they'll cover their tracks. They'll just keep naming crap after him. It's going to be despicable, despicable.
Carole King or Edwin Starr?
I passed Carole King last time, so we'll go ahead and kick her up.
You want to do Carole King instead of Edwin Starr?
King. Carole King's a funky dude.
Lift me, won't you lift me above the old routine? Make it nice, play it clean, jazz man. Yeah.
grinding sacred cows into Radio Hamburger. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAI.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, Russell, you're on the air.
Hey. Yeah, there was, you brought up Bo Derek earlier, and...
We bring up Bo Derek, Russell calls in. That figures, doesn't it?
John Derek had a... seemed to have a thing for that type of woman. I don't know if you'd ever seen... at first he was married to Ursula Andress, and then he was married to Linda Evans, and then Bo Derek, and side by side, they had the same body. Ursula Andress looked slightly less like the other two on the face, but otherwise, they were pretty much dead.
And Ursula Andress is famous for the James Bond movie. She's the woman in the white bikini that comes out of the ocean. That's Ursula Andress, and who is a complete knockout, and you probably remember Linda Evans from Dynasty when she was sort of... Well, what? She became 30, so John Derek got rid of... John Derek, dude, what a guy.
Most
beautiful woman in the world, but only till they're like 27, then out of here. I'm getting another one.
Kind of like OJ, huh?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I do have a good fishing story, though.
Oh, we'd love to hear it, Russell.
That's what we're here for at the Chris and Rob Show, so people can call in with fishing stories.
Yeah. Well, it had something to do with grand. I couldn't come up with a good grandpa thing that, my brother and I were fishing down on the Ohio River one time.
We must have been desperate for fun.
We had to get in our one fishing trip the summer.
Did you take a stringer or a basket, or did you just take a bag from Thriftway?
We weren't too concerned about that.
You just took some beer?
If we caught them, I think we had a stringer. We went fishing every once in a while. A little bit more in the past, but the thing is, neither one of us had a license. We thought, why bother? It's the Ohio River this time. And if we go on... going to Michigan or Canada or something like that, sure, you gotta get one. But we got caught. These guys, it took them like 5 minutes to cross the river in their boat, but we could see the Rangers coming straight for us, and I said should we just go ahead and get all our stuff together and give it to you now? Here goes all the fishing equipment. I'm finally going to get nailed and lose all the stuff. And they laughed and just gave us some tickets, and they didn't take anything. We had to leave. But
I didn't know they could take stuff for fishing without a license.
Apparently, they can if they.
They can take your rod and reel if you're fishing without a license.
They can take your basket, everything.
Can they take your beer?
We did hide the beer.
No, you didn't. They just didn't bother looking for it. How many did you hit it?
Let's see. Well, we went to a little bit of trouble to do it. We had time to do that. And it was a hot day. We neglected to take a cooler, no ice, and so we had to keep it in the shade anyway. I lived downtown at the time, and I lived down on Court Street, and I didn't bother paying it on time, and I got a court date here, and so I went down to I was to court on time. I was in the right courtroom, and I took a book with me because I'm always, I always come up last, it seems, and I started noticing that all the people that were being called before this judge were, most of them were coming in from the, from the sidebar or whatever with, in shackles and orange jumpsuits and all this. And usually there's some other kinds of people, but all these guys were, it was all domestic violence.
Right. Where's the disturbing the peace? Where's the, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, the turning around and those little gravel things meant for emergency vehicles and the highway. It was some domestic violence court. I knew I was in the right place. And so when they called my name, and it took me a while to stand up because I'm folding up my book and that and trying to get up to the front, and everybody's looking at me all cruel and nasty. And the prosecutor's having a hard time finding the, he finds the charge. The judge is, she's getting a little bit, what is the charge anyway? And I said, it's fishing without a license, Your Honor. And she's like, what? Fishing without a license. And is he telling the truth? And the prosecutor, he finally came up and he's, yeah, it is. And like, where were you fishing? It was the Ohio River. And by now people are laughing, and it's a good thing because it's a Monday morning. So I ended up getting a cost remit. I could leave without paying court costs or paying for the ticket. And she said, Russ, from now on, Mr. Anderson, don't fish in the Ohio River without a license. She's like, hey, that's my fishing story.
It's a heck of a story, Russell.
I didn't catch anything, but...
It made it on Chris and Rob, so it was well worth all your time, headache, and effort.
It was fun.
All right, Russ Anderson, we'll see you later.
Hey, be well. Bye.
You be well, too. He said the judge referred to him as Mr. Anderson.
Oh, okay.
That's how, yeah. Well, I'm not like a psychic or anything, dude.
Edwin Starr. This is a good one.
Lighter.
You got my soul on fire.
Ow.
Edwin Starr.
Ow.
He's the one that did war. Huh? What is it good for? Nothing. Say it again.
Girl, I went to see my doctor, and he told me, from your loving, I've got to stay away. He told me to... My heart can't stand much more, and there ought to be a law against loving a man this way. Oh, but I can't get enough of your loving, and the need keeps getting stronger every day.
Every day.
Girl, I've got one life to live, and a lot of love to get and give, and let it be known that I ain't ashamed to say,
you got my soul.
Time now is 12 a.m. and you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati. WAIF FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, diverse, Wow, I just botched that up already. Let's try that again. WAIF-FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed during